Welcome to the Jungle Gyms Podcast. What's up, Banana Bunch? You know what time it is. It's time for another episode of the Jungle Gyms Podcast. I am your host, Mark. Welcome to the show. I got a fun one for you. You saw some posts on social in the last week about all of our butter bar and all of our options. So this week is a butter spectacular. There's so many things. Before I dive into that, though, let's go over a few things. First off, if you haven't yet, you got to download the Jungle Gyms app. We have specials in there all the time. We've been doing these three-day sales. They're listed in the app as well as on the weekly ad. All things available through the app. You can get recent episodes of the podcast. There's even some app-exclusive deals for you in the store, but there have been some crazy ones this week, like Snyder's pretzels, the little mini ones, and the pretzel sticks. Those are only 99 cents a bag. They're normally like $4 or $5 a bag. That's a crazy deal. I can't stop thinking about that one. I saw we've got 8 packs of Prime Hydration is on sale. There's all kinds of stuff. Those are like 40% off. We've also got a bunch of new drinks in right now. If you haven't heard about it, Dr. Pepper just launched their new creamy coconut Dr. Pepper. I got to try it. I thought it was pretty good. Both the zero and the regular one. I think the regular one has slightly more Dr. Pepper flavor, but both are very creamy and coconut flavor. If you don't like coconut, I might not recommend it for you, but if you're open-minded, you should try it because I thought it was really good. I also, just before I recorded this, tasted the new Sprite Chill. So it's like a cherry lime Sprite. What's interesting about it is it's supposed to taste even colder when you drink it. Now, I had a warm sample, so I don't think it's been effective yet. I'll update because I'll do a social media post, which is another reason for you to start paying attention on social media. You can follow me on TikTok. You can follow me on YouTube here like you are right, you know, right now. Maybe you're watching the version of the show. We put out shorts here on YouTube. They're on Instagram. You'll see it all over our social media, so check that out. So while we're doing that, this is another reason why you should be watching the show, or at least just put it on the background of YouTube so you can come back every so often. But check out this footage right now. You're seeing I'm walking around the butter bar, show off all these options. So this week on the show, I've got two different butter purveyors. I'm going to start off with a local one here. I'm really excited about that. So we've been sitting on this interview for a while. That happens a lot. And then, you know, we're going to start there because, again, obviously, you know, we carry stuff from all over the world. But a lot of the stuff that we bring in and carry are all fun things that are made locally first. So first up, you're going to meet the fine folks at Parisian Pantry Butter. And then after that, we'll make our way around this whole case so that you can see this. And we're going to check out, we're one of the first places in the Midwest to carry, it might even be in the country, to be clear, of Pepe Seya butter, which is made in Australia. So it's like a collaborative effort between the Australians and the Amish community, any of the A nations they wanted to get involved with. But it's really cool. And there's so many other things. One of my favorite butters is back in the store right now. And I've been telling everybody I love in my personal life to go get some. I bought a ton for me, but I believe it's pronounced Le Pré Salé. It's a French butter back there. Also, you got to check that out. So, like I said, it's a butter spectacular. So get your breads ready. Get all of that ready. And let's first dive in and meet some local heroes from Parisian Pantry Butter Company. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, first off, tell us who you are and why are you in my studio right now?
I am the chef and owner of Parisian Pantry.
Well, obviously, welcome to the family at this point. I know you're Butter Bar now, so I'm excited about this. Look, I feel like we should definitely try the new product first since it's still currently hot. All the microwaves are a lengthy walk. So what are you about to launch here product-wise? Let's talk about these first.
Yeah, so Parisian Pantry was actually born on these two sauces as far as like what the passion was, what the vision was, and butter just so happened to be a great gateway to get us there.
Sure.
So in front of you, you have two different products, one being Bordelaise sauce and the other being sauce à poulet. Which
we're
is
going a, full a French class. I took my school full, French. I'm ready French. To go. Let's go.
Sauce au poulet. So white wine, chicken jus demi. And then we have sauce Bordelaise. Bordelaise, we take both of these sauces. We start from a natural veal stock. We roast our bones real nice and hard in the oven. Separate pan, we're just going to do a little bit of vegetables, mirepoix, lots of aromatics, fresh thyme, fresh herbs. All the kids in the pool. So to speak,
right?
We'll run a veal stock for 24 hours.
That, by the way,
all the kids in the pool. We run a veal stock for about 24 hours. We'll come back. We'll strain it. Our first strain will go to sauce Bordelaise.
Okay.
We'll fill that kettle back up with water again. We'll run it for another 24 hours, and then we'll come back and we'll make sauce au poulet.
Awesome.
So, All natural. Everything that you taste within all of our products are fresh ingredients.
Okay.
We don't use any dry ingredients in anything.
Nice.
What you'll find in a lot of demi-gloss lines is going to be, you know, a lot of thickeners, a lot of flour, a lot of, you know, gums.
Yeah, anything powders, to emulsify it, right?
Anything to stretch your yield, basically. Yeah. What you'll taste is all natural reduction. So
love it.
But yeah, I'd be happy to. I'd probably start with chicken first.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. And then
chicken first,
you'll find that it's going to be a little bit thinner than the Bordelaise. Yeah. You're going to find a ton of white wine in there, tons of aromatics, tons of vegetables. What we like to do when we make the sauce is to build the fond. Yeah, I do. I drink it.
I would. This is my next bath stunt.
Yeah, let's do it. I can make a bathtub.
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing. But then the secret is the bathtub is also made of cake.
Yeah, well, there's a separate stomach for the dessert.
Yeah, you know? Right, exactly.
That's at least my philosophy.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Sorry.
What you'll find is going to be a little bit thinner in viscosity than mm-hmm. Bordelaise, and that's the reason, because a lot of the collagen and gelatin that you find coming out of the bones within our veal stock mm-hmm. go towards the first product.
Gotcha. Okay.
So what we do is to naturally kind of thicken that back up. Yeah, obviously one, a natural reduction.
Mm-hmm.
The second is we use chicken feet. So chicken feet are also going to hold a lot of collagen and gelatin.
Oh, yeah.
We'll use that to kind of help thicken that back up.
Amazing.
So that's a white wine chicken jus demi.
It tastes so rich and beautiful. You do get those notes of the wine and obviously some of the aromatics you mentioned too. That's so good. That's
so
crazy hard.
Chicken, poultry, mushrooms, tofu.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Pork.
Yeah.
It's great for the summertime. Next, we'll move to Bordelaise.
Okay.
So Bordelaise sauce, this is just the beginning of the first run. So it's going to be a little bit thicker in viscosity than the first. This one is going to be a red wine Bordeaux demi. Bordeaux wine from France. And then we're going to build a foundation with beef, shallots, garlic, fresh aromatics. Tons of red wine. Again, Bordeaux.
Right.
And then we'll go in with our veal stock.
That is insane, dude.
When we start to build, the layers of flavor, we'll obviously add herbs into the pot. Obviously, went after our vegetables, but after you go through all that natural reduction, we're talking about hours.
Yeah.
So within those hours, we need to wake that sauce back up. So we're going to refinish it with fresh herbs.
Amazing.
That's going to wake it back up.
That's so cool.
Each one of these within our demi-glace line takes us 31 hours to make. So it's not time is our friend and time is not our friend.
Yeah, right, exactly.
We need the time to extract the gelatin and the collagen out of the bones from the animal naturally, but it just takes forever.
Sure.
So.
Well, that's a quality thing too, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is sort of that, like, you can taste the effort a little bit.
Yeah.
These both go so hard. That's like, I mean, I would, if there weren't cameras on me, I'd definitely be sipping out of the container.
I mean, to be honest, I mean, I usually add a little bit of water to the chicken and then on a cold day, I just drink it and that's my lunch.
That's not a bad idea.
Well, it's an expensive lunch, but it's really good.
if you get the levels right, it taps out a little better.
It's delicious. And we're really proud of them.
Yeah, this is amazing.
You cannot find, a finished demi-glace sauce like this almost anywhere.
Yeah.
So it'd be great to get them in here.
This feels like you're selling a cheat code. Do you know what I mean? Like the first thought I faced, I was like, oh gosh, I don't have to do this over myself over the stove now, right? I don't have 31 hours.
Nobody wants to do that. The whole intention of, one of our philosophies is obviously eat like a chef at home. Eat like a chef at home. You guys can do the work as far as like cooking your own steak or your protein.
Yeah.
You can complement it and eat like a chef by just using our product.
That's amazing.
So.
And I mean, like, and this made the yield on this is pretty good too. I mean, we didn't put a ton in each of these containers before microwaving it. Like,
I mean, what you'll find is obviously.
I feel free. You can show it to that camera there.
When it's just cold, I mean, naturally it's hard. It's like, it's like Jell-O. And that's just because of a natural reduction of veal stock. This container would comfortably serve, five, six, seven people. Depends on, how big your mouth is and how much you want.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, four normal people, two in my house.
Yeah, yeah. For us, that would be probably two or three.
Yeah, I was like, well, I am serving as a sidecar with whatever whiskey I'm drinking now.
Yeah.
That's the shooter you got to chase it with.
That's right.
This is how I'm doing cross promo for the other departments now. I'm just like, just drink a little demi-glace with it. Those are amazing. Where are those available right now? They're not here yet, right?
Not here yet.
I'm looking at you, Jacob.
Working on it.
Yeah.
We just launched this product right before Christmas.
Okay.
So we finally got the the licensing and the registration and the okay and the stamp of approval from the Ohio Department of Agriculture Meat Inspection. So they're with me every day. He's like my best friend. Every time I produce the sauce, I have an inspector with me.
Yeah.
Which is great. So he's another part of the family.
Yeah, that's cool.
Around town, you might find it at Boards and Bees over in Marymount.
Okay.
Redden, they're in Madeira.
Oh, I love Sean.
Sean's great. Yeah, he's a great partner of mine. We've actually known each other for many years.
Oh, no kidding.
You can find it at Avril's downtown.
Okay.
Hart and Crew, they're a bottle shop in Pendleton.
Yeah.
They're a wine bar. They sell some of our retail products too, which is great.
Very cool.
I like to advocate for them too.
Yeah, so. Awesome. I love it. A lot of indie businesses here for it. Yeah, yep. Back that up. That's super cool. Well, hopefully we'll add it to the line here soon.
Yeah,
I wish absolutely. I had that kind of authority. We'd have way more crazy stuff in here all the time. Although we already have a lot of crazy stuff. I think mine would all be bad selections usually until it was something delicious. So that's amazing. Okay, so you know, obviously, I wanted to make sure that we covered that while it was still hot, so we could try together that. Again, thank you.
Yeah.
So talk to me about the inception of the business, right? Like, so this was the dream, but butter was the gateway drug. Like, how did that work?
I mean,
like, what was your background? Where'd you come in from this?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been in hospitality for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. I worked for Jeff Ruby for over 8 years, Carlo and Johnny in Montgomery. And then I moved downtown to be the sous chef on 7th and Walnut.
Oh, okay.
And then I actually left to write 2013 to go open Soto and Boca.
Oh, okay.
Under David Falk.
Amazing.
So I opened both those restaurants, met a lot of great people, had a lot of great mentorship, ended up actually blessing in disguise, but I mean, I left about 6 months before COVID.
No kidding.
Went into the corporate world for a few years. I was gone for about 4 years. Mm-hmm. Last July, we came around to start our own company.
Yeah.
We want to be able to find the best ingredients and then manufacture a product to let the end consumer or the guest or the customer eat like a chef at home. So we're taking the work out of, you know, the labor at home, but you still get to have an elevated dining experience with you and your family or your friends.
Right. So, it's like, I'm not inviting my family or my friends. I'm just sitting in my underpants in the living room with a tub of butter. Yeah. You're welcome for the visuals, folks. I'm so sorry. I'm like, nice to meet you. Let me talk about my underpants.
Yeah.
it's working great. That's so amazing. And you know, it's funny. So once I saw it come in and once we started chatting on Instagram, I was like, all right, I can't try this till I actually meet him.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of dragging my feet on a little bit. No.
Okay.
And I was like, because originally my intent was to have you here like months ago.
Yeah.
And then I think you remember that day. Yeah. Well, and then I saw the text. I was like, that the last thing on Instagram was like, oh yeah, I forgot. I never texted you about this. So anyway, I'm glad you
came. It's okay.
Yes,
I'm happy to be here.
Dude, me too.
Parisian pantry, fresh ingredients, classic technique. So
perfect.
Classic technique, 20 years of technique that I've learned in multiple, you know, places that I've worked over the years, taking all of that, put it all together, encompassing, you know, what a company could be for what we believe in. And we want to know exactly what we're eating and what's in it. So again, no dry ingredients, all fresh. What you'll find as you taste through our, what we call a butter flight, which is great because we're at the butter bar.
A dream come true.
Yeah.
Jungle would love to hear that sentence, by the way. Was I telling you in here that he wanted to put a toaster by the bar at one point? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do a demo.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. Let's
do it. We'll do a toast and then I like to say spread the word because all of our butters are spreadable.
That's good. Power move.
Yeah. So. we'll do a butter flight. It'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
We'll do a progression so that way you finish on the heaviest, which won't ruin your palate. So, any food allergies?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
My doctor hates that one. They're like, do you have anything? And I'm like, no, dude, you know me. You know, like you're actually the only other person that knows.
Yeah. So these are two of the sauces that we have in our demi-glace line. We actually have four that are coming in that line. Not to be a spoiler, but...
No, I mean, can I get a Jungle Gym's exclusive? What are the new flavors? Yeah. You don't have to tell if you don't want to.
Yeah, I won't give you them all. I will say that, obviously, Parisian, obviously, your European-style dining, we're actually going to make, like, a Japanese demi.
Oh,
so, I'm a big fan. I, like, if you know, my wife always asks, what do you want to eat?
Yeah.
I want, like, Asian and Chinese food.
Same.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I could eat it 5 days a week.
Same here.
It's terrible, but... She likes variety. No, so cool. What do we do? We don't need it 5 days a week. So
you call me when you need an Asian food enthusiast. You let me know. Yeah, it's like I'm ready at all times.
We are going to make a Japanese demi. And this is a little bit farther down the road. Sure. But the recipes are already done. That's the easy part. The cooking part's easy. All the paperwork and all this other stuff that you got to work through. That's the headache.
There's it sounds like a total nightmare to go through.
It's a nightmare.
Too. Yeah.
There's no playbook. You just have to ask the right questions and then you finally get to that stamp. Like I said, this took us about a year in the making when I thought this was going to be the first product. This is actually the sixth product.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, Japanese demi, we're going to make a demi gloss. We'll use that as a foundation. And then we will finish that with like togarashi and like bonito flakes.
Oh, yeah. That sounds incredible. Yeah. So, like, I'm 100%
dried fish
in for that.
Flakes.
That sounds so good.
Super umami.
Yeah.
It'll be delicious.
Just hit that nice like punch right in the middle. Oh, baby. That sounds
Mirin-y,
so good. Oh, yeah.
It'll be tacky on your lips. Natural, so natural MSG.
Yeah. I'm perfect. In. Oh my gosh.
Oh, no.
I'm definitely team MSG at this point. You know?
Well, I think, you know.
I think everyone that's around food is these days.
Well, like,
you know. Or at least for the most part, right? Like, or at least more open-minded
some,
to it.
Some are, you know, some have an emphasis on using it like nonstop.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way to elevate certain things.
Sure.
But
it's like getting a balance.
Yeah.
A little bit goes a long way.
You'll taste balance as you start to eat through our products too.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Cool. So
what's the lineup
let's
today?
Talk about the drug gateway to our sauce.
I love it. Yeah. You can be my new dealer.
Yeah. The butter dealer.
The dairy dealer. Yeah.
People. So I started with
butter. I got a butter connect now and I didn't have to meet them in a parking lot. That's crazy.
He came to my office. He delivered. What's great is, you know, a lot of people said like, oh, the butter man's here.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not just a butter man.
Right.
We called ourselves a pantry for a reason. So we're going to start to build out that pantry.
That's cool.
Don't call me just the butter man.
I refuse to. Look, as somebody who's still getting, like, I saw you bathe in chili guy, right? I'm like, I wanted to be the stunt guy, not the bathtub guy.
Yeah.
I'm pro hygiene. Don't get me wrong, but that wasn't the hill I wanted to die on. You know?
So we'll taste through. We'll do a little quick butter flight.
Please.
First up, we will do French whip sea salt butter. Three ingredients. We use an 83% butter fat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a European style churned butter. So slow churned. It's made here domestically, but in the European style of churning butter.
Cool.
We use a little bit of canola oil to emulsify that in.
Sure.
That way it's basically spreadable right out of the container. You don't have to temper your butter at all.
Yeah.
And then we'll finish with a flaky, rocky sea salt, which is hand-harvested off the coast of Portugal.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
love it.
Yeah, so we'll start there.
Let's do it.
So nice and spreadable.
Oh, yeah, super spreadable. Look at that. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Hopefully you like butter because that's... You
know, I love
the butter man's here.
Look at me. I'm sorry. The pantry pal.
The pantry pal. Ooh, pantry pal. So super simple. So people who really like, you know, just the regular salted butter, you're going to get a ton of creaminess out of this. The mouthfeel is going to be like strong and like velvety.
Yes. Super velvety. You get a really rich, like real dairy, like I'm eating at the dairy right now, you know? Dude.
So I like to say spread the word. I've been doing that via like text for a long time
now. I love
it. Because our butters are spreadable. So
man, this is unreal.
So three ingredients. You know exactly what you're eating. You know exactly what's packaged into our products. We're not here to hide behind anything. We're just here to make the best product. Next.
Wow. I'm sorry. So there was a French butter that we carried for a while here.
Yeah.
That I haven't been able to find. And this is the... I'm like, oh, we're back. We're so back.
Yeah.
It was a La Pre Salé, I think it was called. But a lot of similar texture things.
Yeah.
Theirs wasn't as velvety as yours.
Good.
But I do love like the texture of the salt in there too.
Yeah.
I like.
It stays rocky.
Mm-hmm.
So like you get that and you know, it breaks down as you continue to eat it.
And I like too that as I'm eating it, I'm not every bite is like, you know what I mean? Like you get like, there's layers and depth to the flavor in that regard where you're like, oh, there's a little dairy. Ooh, there's a little salt on the end. Ooh, the next bite's a little saltier. This one's less. I'm here for it. I'm here for an adventure while I'm eating.
It's great.
Yeah,
I think I'm in the right spot.
Yeah, I think you, for real.
Next up, we will do probably the favorite of the bunch.
Sure.
One of our top sellers is going to be roasted garlic butter. This is actually our number one first product we've ever made. So great product. Six ingredients. We use that same foundation for an 83% butter fat, emulsifying canola oil into it to make that spreadable. We slowly cook garlic in the oven to make garlic confit, and then we're going to finish with fresh thyme. So salt and pepper being two of the six ingredients.
It looks so good, too. This is crazy.
This is something that we constantly have in our household because, number one, it's great. We use it a lot. We love it. And we also cook with it a lot. I've put this in stir fry. I've put this in a lot of different things.
It's a compound butter world, baby, and I'm just living in it.
That's right. So this is roasted garlic butter. As you try that.
Oh, man, that roasted garlic smells amazing.
What I'll tell you is our fourth butter product that is not here, but it's the exact same recipe and foundation, is this same product, but we actually form it into a medallion.
Oh, so okay.
It's pre-portioned into a medallion.
This is crazy.
I just leave them in the freezer, and then in the morning, go downstairs, pull one out of the freezer, we scramble eggs for our 15-month-old, and we get out the door. So she gets an elevated meal at home.
That's amazing.
She's eating pretty good.
If you're trying to adopt, I know a 40-year-old that could use new parents.
Come on over.
I don't know how many months that is.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But she absolutely loves it, and they're really designed to cook with or to be a steak topper.
Pull steak
off the grill.
Yeah.
Let it rest. Always let your steak rest, please. And just put a steak topper right on top. Let it melt.
How crazy.
And then obviously just heat this up and serve it with it.
That's amazing. So yeah, seriously.
You're done.
That one was beautiful too. It's like, again, same velvety creaminess that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
A little less salty because you get that nice roasted garlic flavor there in every bite. That was aggressively good.
What I like to say is, like, we're not reinventing the wheel because, I mean, how many people have made garlic butter? We're just, again, using the best ingredients, whether they be local or from around the world, to make the best product.
Yeah, we're just making a better wheel.
Yeah, we're just making it better.
Yeah.
Next up, and to finish your butterfly today, and then you can have as much as you want. Black truffle
butter.
Wait
till the lights go off. Yeah.
Cut. Black truffle butter. This has been a staple throughout the holidays. People like to splurge. They also like to eat more on the rich side.
Sure.
We're still in winter.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
It's 60 like degree
50
winter.
Degrees
I'm
out
a little
today.
Mad about it. I'm a winter sports guy, so I'm kind of like, I mean, had a week and a half.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like it gets shorter every year.
Of course.
And it gets pushed back every year, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're like, okay, cool. March, hopefully you guys like that. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
I haven't even taken my Christmas lights down.
Oh,
they're still
neither.
On.
At this point, I'm just like, these are just seasonally appropriate lights, and I'll just change them if I need to.
My neighbor installed the ones that you can just do it on your phone, so you can just change color sitting in bed.
It's so crazy. Oh, my gosh. Look at the timing. There's Master Shake coming in right
Master
in the middle
Shake
of this.
Is coming
oh, my
in.
Gosh. I'll probably leave it. That is beautiful.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell for the audience's sake, Bert, before this, I have a cardboard cutout of me made, but I was like, wouldn't it be great if I had a Master Shake one in here? And so, immediately, Matt, just come creep in on this camera real quick.
Here he is.
This is Matt. Squat down so they can see your face. This is Matt. He works in creative, and he just made this for me. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
You can put him next to Flat Mark.
Aqua Team.
Yeah, I can't wait. This is so good. Eventually, I'll have him do the entire team. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. So ridiculous. Okay, back. This is the kind of insanity you can expect at Jungle Gems.
I mean,
One thought I just had actually while you were talking about the medallions. I think we sell the medallions here too, don't we? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure I did a little research. I did a little butter adjacent research.
Yeah. Black truffle butter. So we use a black truffle pate and a black truffle oil. Those are imported from Italy, and then we finish that with fresh parsley.
What
you'll find, kind of, if you ever to eat. Anything black truffle related is like, it can be overpowering. It can come off kind of like, you know, pungent and gasoline-y.
Sure.
What we like to say is balanced. So we balance that black truffle by adding salt.
Oh, okay.
So again, spreadable right out of the fridge.
Amazing.
No need to temper your butter.
I feel like that's 90% of my butter related woes, truly.
I mean, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to wait for this.
Yeah. So black truffle butter, same foundation. We just use a pate that is super scrumptious and a little bit of black truffle oil to kind of elevate that, and we balance that with salt.
Damn, dude.
So
you're like legit blowing my mind today. This is what I like about my job so much, right? Is that, like, you know, I've been around food for a long time, but I like when I get to meet people like yourself who are obviously very passionate about it, but now, like, be able to walk through the tasting of this. Like, you nailed it. You know, because that's always my concern whenever I see black truffle or white truffle or truffle in general showing up. You're like, this is going to be overpowering more than likely. But no, you really did nail a balance. Like, I can obviously taste the truffle flavor in there.
Yeah.
But it's not so intense. I'm still getting the taste of actual butter in there as well, which is what I really, really want.
Yeah. I mean, the foundation is the butter, right? You know, we have to start with a great foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, we're just starting to add flares and layers. Once you continue to just add certain layers, you know, you make great products.
Yeah.
You know, one thing as a chef is, you know, don't overcomplicate things. Mm-hmm. Usually, no offense, but take some things away.
Yeah.
Make them a little bit more simple and they tend to shine more. But yeah.
You can build complexity in a simple way, in my opinion.
You can.
You know.
It just takes time and a lot of research.
Sure.
And some money. Sure. You know, if you make something and you're like,
I've heard good things about money. You know,
money's
the
great.
Reviews are pretty solid online, at least. Yeah. Like, people seem to love it. I don't know if as many people have it as they want, but
it, you know, it goes twofold. But 5 out of 6 products. Again, sauces are just launching.
Yeah.
All 3 of these butters are obviously sold here as well as our medallions, which
that's
is so great.
Cool. Yeah, that's
you
awesome.
You guys have been an instrumental partner about, you know, our support, and we love representing you guys too. And
thank you.
We love being here.
Yeah, so. Super cool. Damn, you like just made my day. You know, I know. Good. Well, we were talking earlier. I was like, maybe not, maybe not. Maybe we'll reschedule. And then I was like, you know what? I'll be in a good mood post-butter for sure. And look at me now.
Yeah.
Even more, the colors are saturated. You know, maybe I'll start out black and white.
Lots of yellow.
Oh, my gosh, so much. When I first came in here, I was just like, my version had less yellow. But I was like, I think I'm into the yellow. And now I've really adopted it, you know. And it matches the other. My one-off shirt I made because I didn't have something to wear for an event. And I was like, just put my cartoon on it. It'll be fine. just print me another giant cardboard cutout, please.
When's the meatball coming?
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly.
He's got
to
come.
He has to. But I keep thinking, I know he sometimes will shape shift. So I was like, I wonder which shape I'll get him in. Like, I think he does he has one where he's, he alleges it's Wayne Gretzky, but it's Abraham Lincoln. I think that one might be a good one. But we'll see. How tall should I make them all is really the question. But I think Jake seems perfect size to sit in the chair. That's really where I'm at.
I mean, he'd be a perfect guest.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Got a lot of it's an excellent things show. To say. Oh, gosh. I'm like, such a dork for it.
Yeah.
I love it. Animation's great. You know, listen, they would be a show that would have some butter character on there. This is how I get, this is our next network.
Let's go straw to butter.
I mean, don't challenge me. I totally would. All right. And thinking about this, if you could do another butter, and maybe that's something secret you've got locked in there, where would you go next in the butter game?
Not a spoiler alert, but there are a couple ones in kind of the works.
Yeah.
There's a whole plethora of additional flavors to come, which is fun.
Yeah.
In the next month or so, you'll probably see a local honey and roasted pine nut butter.
Oh, that sounds
come
delicious.
Through. That'll be a part of our exclusive series of Boards and Bees.
Okay.
So Boards and Bees. And then the owner, her father knows someone in Indian Hill.
Okay.
That's a beekeeper and
just
so happens to have some honey.
That's awesome.
So we're going to loop that around full circle and make that butter.
That's so cool. I can't wait to try that one. That'll be great.
So that'll come through. And then I just had a meeting today, actually, with the Cincinnati Nature Center. So they produce their own maple syrup.
I love them. I was actually thinking about going to one of their maple tapping demos.
Yeah. I literally did that this morning.
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Okay, cut it out if you say no.
I mean, we talked a lot about butter and stuff.
Yeah.
And
they're great people,
doing a
though.
Partnership.
Yeah.
It's just true. I mean, it's very full circle. You get to walk the grounds and see these vats and see it come naturally out of a tree. And then obviously all these kids are like all doing the harvesting.
Yeah.
It's not like free labor, but it's like, you know.
Or is it?
Yeah, free labor.
Listen, the kids are in Minecraft. They yearn for the mines.
It's incredibly educational, and that's something I'm super passionate about.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So it's cool because they get to go obviously see where it comes from.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, the kids are actually in this room, and I just posted it today on my Instagram. But they get to see like an evaporator and like all of that hard work of like what they're bringing back goes into the evaporator and then they're finishing maple syrup.
That's
awesome.
So cool.
And then they get like little samples.
Of course.
It's really good.
Yeah, I bet it is.
So that was just today, but maybe a maple butter.
Oh, that would be delicious too. Yeah, I feel like there's some action for that.
It's so local. I mean, you can't even make it more local.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, like they're just going to give it to me and I'll go out there, pick it up, go to my production facility, make it, and then deliver it back.
Yeah, that sounds so cool.
I mean.
And another reason to go to the Nature Center, which is
that's
one of those Cincinnati hidden gems, I feel
it
like.
It is.
I think people still, I can't, you know, if I say, I'm like, yeah, go on a Saturday morning and tell me a lot of people don't know about it as well as they should. But definitely, I kind of love that.
I mean, I went today at like 10:30. I was early.
Yeah.
The entire parking lot was full.
Oh, was it really? Okay, good news.
I mean,
yeah,
it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's good.
And, also the sun's out after 3 weeks.
But, right, exactly. If you're sitting in the darkness, after 30 days of night.
Yeah.
I do love that place. Great trails. I mean, not that we're to derail too much, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. it's a great place. And I think one of the things that we're talking about is having Parisian Pantry do a percentage of our sales for that butter back to the Cincinnati Nature Center.
Oh,
so
love that, I bet. Yeah, that'd be super cool.
We need to support local parks.
Absolutely.
We have to.
Yeah.
We need to protect them. I mean,
I feel like they're constantly under threat of going away. And you're do you want another parking lot? And I'm like, not over there. Maybe we could stop destroying these for what, a strip mall? Like, we got plenty. I've been on the east side of town. I know there's enough of them already. Like, you know, drive up 32 and tell me I'm lying. I'm not. you know, when you talked about the Asian vibe in general, now I'm like, what's the action? Maybe like in my head, I'm like, miso butter? Is that a thing?
Could
that be a thing?
That's in our wheelhouse.
Oh, okay.
It is.
You know, you never know.
I happen to know someone that makes miso.
Oh, I'm thinking we maybe might know the same people.
Thinking of the same person?
I have a feeling. Yeah, that'd be cool. That's my kind of collab.
Yeah, we've done one in the past. They helped me when I first kind of made our introduction to Instagram. And
yeah.
They helped by doing a partnership, and we gave away some products for free.
That's super cool.
It was great.
That's amazing.
Yeah, miso butter's coming.
I felt like it. I felt like once we had our moment of
there's
like,
a whole
oh, we
list.
Can both. Yeah,
just remember, it's just me. Everything that you see, all these stores.
Sure.
I just do it with
that's super cool though.
Great support system from my wife and family. And
yeah, of course.
But
you're still loving it, right? You're like, I think you're clearly still passionate.
I love
it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be sitting here if I didn't love it.
That's good point too. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I tell myself until the camera's off.
Well, yeah.
I'm kidding. I have the coolest job in the world. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Like strangers bring me food. They're like, try all these delicious things. Put in tons of hours into. I'm like, yeah, I would love to. I'm the passion wrangler now, you know?
Doesn't sound like a bad job.
No, it's a great job. It's like the greatest one. There are days.
I mean, you just got a shake delivered to you. That's not a bad day, you know, and a butterfly, you know?
Yeah, I'm just, everything I have delivered to me now is dairy related.
Not bad.
There's a mozzarella cheese sticks delivery coming in an hour, probably. I don't know. That would be cool. If anyone heard that, you go ahead. I'm sorry to just constantly derail this, but thanks for having fun with me.
Well, of course.
Looking forward to the future of this too. I think we should definitely do some fun samples and events and stuff with you guys. That'd be fun.
I've done a tasting here as well as Eastgated.
Cool. And went great, I'm sure.
Yeah. It helps move our product and more people get exposed to it. And
people love it. I get a lot of emails, random ones from customers sometimes who are just like, hey, maybe you'll listen to me kind of energy, even though all of us listen to you.
Yeah.
And most of us reply too. So I always think it's funny when they come at me that way. I'm like, I bet you haven't written anyone else in the company this email. but I get so much action on every time we do I would argue all of our samplings are pretty cool, but like every so often you'll hear those ones where people are like, dude, I came in this weekend, you guys are sampling this, and I lost my mind. And so I love hearing that from the customers, and they love it. And then I hear from the brands too, and you guys are like, yeah, this is a great idea, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and I actually did a tasting at this store a couple months ago, and the person who was here was from out of town. They're in Boston.
Yeah.
And then they actually said, like, it was so great to see, like, the actual, like, owner and the person who was representing the company be there doing the tasting.
It's cool.
Which is awesome. And then they were like, can you ship me butter? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I absolutely can.
Yeah. How is that a pain in the ass? Like, I mean, does that work? I mean,
to ship butter?
Yeah.
I mean, we're slowly starting to kind of get into kind of e-commerce. We have been shipping lately. There is no like platform or e-commerce, or if you go to our website, you can't like click and buy and ship.
Sure.
Because, you know, again, just one person.
Yeah, no, I get it. Listen, people bought shirts from me 6 months ago that are still in my trunk. I'm like, I don't know when I'm ever going to see a post office again during operating hours.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, I was like, you guys will get it eventually. Come to me.
There's certain people that reach out. A lot is, you know, either through email or through social media and say like, hey, we love your product. We've got X, Y, and Z. Can you ship me some? And I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we just kind of do it that way. And I just ask for a quick phone call and just make sure that they're okay with everything, and then I just ship it.
And does it hold up pretty well over the shipping? Like,
no problem.
I've
shipped
sort of
to Miami
assumed.
Multiple times, and
oh, no kidding.
I mean,
that's
it's
awesome.
Hot as hell there.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, it's been totally fine.
We
pack with we don't pack with dry ice, but we do pack
like
with
ice packs.
Multiple ice packs in an insulated cooler.
And butter tends to hold up decently until it gets to absurdly hot.
I mean, and we're not like shipping like super ground, you know. So it's like 2 weeks out, you know.
Checking the shop notifications every day. Where's my butter?
Shipping is only $3. That's because it was 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we do a pretty conservative ship. So it gets to you pretty quick.
That's awesome.
So
what a cool thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make sure people don't bother them too much about this. One man, I know what it's like.
You can always contact me if you want to buy.
Well, that's cool. Then in that case, definitely do it. I just want to make sure. I had somebody, we did that once. I forget who it was, but we did something like that. And they were like, all I've been getting are now requests for ordering. I was like, I'm sorry. I mean, we can cut it.
My bad.
Yeah, no, I was like, but hey, success,
that's a good thing.
I agree. I'm with you on that one. So
if you've ever been to Jungle Gems, I think I've actually learned this from you, is You guys have over 200,000 products.
Isn't that crazy?
I have five, and right. It's just me. Like,
oh, it's crazy. And look, there's so many that show up every week, too. It's
oh,
crazy.
I bet. But this is, I mean, props to this store and this organization, too, because, I mean, you guys take chances on really small companies.
Yeah.
I mean, it was my second month, and I'm really happy to be here because you guys have helped a lot.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
So it's been great. But, yeah, you guys should be super proud.
Well, thanks. I am.
But
I have nothing to do with it, but I'll yeah, take that.
Good
I'll
job,
take that
Mark,
compliment. You know? Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I'll just try things, yeah. And I'm like, that's good. Yeah. I'm glad that I'm getting to the point now where I'm sure everybody still hits the buyers up first, but I am starting to get more outreach direct to me. They're like, listen, I think, honestly, doing that series of trying all the products has been huge.
Yeah.
But it was like, and now I'm getting a lot more of like, hey, would you guys like to try this on the podcast? I'm like, yeah, I'd love to. I want to try everything.
They're now giving you ideas.
Yeah, and then I'll sit around easier. And go, well, like, look, I'm trying this new soda. This just came in. This is some company, this one. Flavor is called Root Jack. What's the actual company? It was like, I forget the name. Sorry, company. I can't remember. And it's not clearly labeled on the package. So it's hard for me to say. Yeah, Voodoo Elixirs. There we go. Yeah. But they have this whole line of soda. So like, this is not carried in the store right now. But I was like, I will try this. And if there's enough in the sample box, I'll also give it to upstairs. So I've got samples to go upstairs. And they were like, just try cold. Anyway, the point is, I love that stuff. And you never know which one of us is going to find something like, dude, I love this thing. You got to carry it here.
Yeah.
And I don't have a ton of authority, but my thing is like, if you bring it in, you get all of my backing, you know?
Yeah. You're going to start getting like a line of postal people.
I hope so. That'd be really cool. I'm running out of space in here.
You guys get free products.
The quarter growing, right? Yeah. I was like, the grill was a gift. There's a couple coolers. It's a solo stuff. I got to figure out all these giveaways too. So they'll eventually go back to the customers. So maybe one day we fill a cooler with butter.
Yeah.
But loose.
Let's do it.
No, not in the packaging. I just want just a giant spreadable tub.
I mean, I can make a whole cooler full of butter. Don't tempt me. I have a really big mixer.
That would be so funny, but I'd feel so. I'd like, people would use it for real. Yeah,
We would do it for the demo.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
And then whoever eats the last one gets the cooler.
Brilliant.
No takeaway.
All right. That's it. That episode's done.
You bring the toaster, I'll bring the cooler, and then we're done.
The toaster, my favorite bath bomb.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Hey, congratulations on everything.
Thank
I'm
you.
Really glad you're here. Thanks for coming out and doing this with me.
Of course.
Too.
And thanks for having me.
When you have new product launches, come back and do it again if you're up for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome.
You'll see probably stocks and broths from us next.
I can't wait. That'll be exciting too. Damn. Dude,
good
I'm
stuff.
Still thinking about the sauces too. This is like the most delicious Tuesday I've had in years.
Good.
Thanks.
Yeah, my pleasure.
That was fun. We love a local hero. I've been still going through all these, the little sauces they brought in that Bordelais. Oh, baby. But I've been really using a lot of the roasted garlic one. The truffle one gets in play, but the plain one, I mean, it's crazy. It's funny. You never know how much nuance is in things like butter until you start working in a place like Jungle Gyms and meeting creative butter people. And speaking of creative butter people, again, going back to what I had mentioned earlier, we've got our first access to this kind of stuff. You know, we get that a lot at Jungle Gyms. Like, for example, there's a new energy drink company called Juvie, and maybe they're not new, but they're new to us, and we are the first store to carry it in Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana. It's really good. It's a great product, and that's kind of the same thing that happened with Pepe Seiya. And what I love about my job is that so many times people just be like, hey, Mark, can you wiggle someone in for like 30 minutes? And my answer is almost always yes, unless I have a very pressing block in there. And then you get to come and try a brand new product like the butter from Pepe Seiya. So let's move on right there. And let's take you to Australia and learn about their butter.
Tell me, how long-winded can we be about butter? I'm in.
Well, I flew, 26 hours to get here.
How much of a nightmare was that? How many plane changes are we talking?
That was two plane trips.
That's not too bad.
So it's not too bad. Yeah. And I got to visit my brother on the way through, so.
Where's he?
He's in Hong Kong.
Oh, cool.
So I actually took the long route.
Really?
So I went around via the Atlantic rather than crossing the Pacific.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm probably a little.
So, yeah.
But still.
But it was still worth it.
Because
I get to meet all the lovely people like you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, how often do you come to the States for this stuff? Is this like a first time thing?
Yeah. No, I came as a child. I came to the States with my dad. And then.
Yeah, I don't know who. I had my ringer turned off normally.
Can we keep going? Sentence. We can keep rolling.
Was that? Did they page me as well?
Sorry, guys.
1 minute. Yeah, we're doing a podcast. Okay, thanks, Frank. Someone wanted to talk to you, but it's Frank. Someone at the services wanted to talk to you, but I said you're not a podcast.
Oh, I mean, yeah, if they call back, if they want to send them and just... That's so funny. I thought that's when I said that was you calling me. I thought you were paging me. So then I didn't answer the page.
I paged you.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, well, either way. Well, so I'm good, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm very excited. This is always a fun... This happens all the... It's so funny.
All the time.
You're off for 2 years and then today. Well, not even early. Anyway, I'm so sorry.
So, international travel. So you came to the U.S. once in your childhood, right?
Yeah, as my childhood. But I came last year and we visited the... We participated in the fancy food show in New York at the Javits Center. Well, you should have come and we could have met you.
I know. Well, I'm glad we're meeting now at least. But this is just... I'll look directly in the camera. This is one more opportunity for me to go to a fun food show, guys. Let's go. Think about it. I could have met the butter earlier.
Yes. Or you could have come to Australia and met us there.
I would have loved that, too. Sydney. And it sounds like I might have another place to stay there now. We have a weird serendipitous timing with my only Australian reference being on my body today.
Yes. How freaky is that?
It really is kind of weird. I was like, oh, we have to do it. You know, I was like, move, cancel my 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't know what time it is.
I don't need to wash my hair today or go to the barbers.
That's right. Exactly. No, it's like, yeah. Be fine. So, all jokes aside, tell me about the brand. Is it how do we pronounce it even?
So it's called Pepe Saya.
Pepe Saya.
Yeah, P E P E S A Y A. Oh, sorry. Am I okay?
Yes, you're doing great. Yeah.
Okay. Continue. Okay. So called Pepe Saya. We started the business. My husband and I. We started in 2009.
Okay.
At the end of 2009, we were already in food, and then we had how it. All came to fruition was we had some cream left over. We were making dairy desserts.
Okay.
And we were closing down for Christmas. And obviously because people overeat and overindulge in Christmas, so we had no need to stay open and make desserts.
Sure.
So we had this cream left over. We're like, what are we going to do with it? We didn't want to put it into landfill. So my husband, Pepe, had the idea to churn the cream and turn it into butter. So he did that, and then we tried it. It was a bit average at best. And then,
like all great things,
but don't tell him that. Don't tell him I said that.
I bleep this whole section out.
And then he started researching more about butter, and he was looking into, well, how do I make butter taste better? Like, how do I make this butter taste better? And he started researching about cultured butter and giving the cream more flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So then he started working with adding a culture, a lactobacillus, to the cream. And then from there he churned that and it started improving. And then eventually we got to the final product that we decided to take to market.
Mm-hmm.
Now in saying that, in Australia a lot of the chefs were bringing in imported butters. Oh, but we have our own dairy industry in Australia, and we have a very good dairy industry where we make our own cheese and fresh milk and butter. But no one in Australia was producing a beautiful artisan handmade cultured butter. So the market was there ripe for the taking.
Yeah.
So we contacted all our chefs in our network and reached out to them and took samples, like what we did today with you guys.
Sure.
We took samples to them to try and taste with bread, and we slowly won them over. And then we also sold our first butter at the Carriageworks Farmers Market in Sydney.
It's amazing.
And still to this day, we represent our stand at the market. Pepe and myself, we go down every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1.
I love that.
And we butter bread. We do our community service and we butter up bread, lashings of Pepe Saya butter. And people just come to the stand just to get a big piece of bread and butter.
I mean, I can't blame them. It sounds delicious. That's really the real reason I said yes to this interview. I was like, oh, they've got samples. I'm weirdly curious now. No, I love like reading the process too and passing and just seeing like adding a little of that funk from the lactobacillus, for example, was like one of those things that just brought it to the next level. You know, you mentioned trying it. But what was that R&D process like? I mean, how much butter do you really think you were eating as you were coming along and kind of perfecting the process?
Probably a lot. I mean, I love butter and I put it on, you know, really thick. So to really taste that.
Of course.
And I love cooking. So it was just a necessity in my kitchen to be cooking with butter.
And constantly tasting.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
But the story doesn't end there.
Okay.
So there's more to this story.
I love it already. Chapter two,
we came to New York with our Australian made. So fast forward, you know, what's that? 13 years later, roughly. And we went to New York. We took the Australian-made product brought it to Fancy Food for people to showcase, and we got people to try it. And we had a sign on our stand saying we're looking for a dairy partner and a dairy distributor to distribute our product into the US.
Yeah.
And by coincidence, we had, or lucky for us, we had the Amish community representing their Lancaster County and their cheese makers.
Oh, yeah.
And they were showcasing their cheese at Fancy Food. And they got wind that we were looking for a dairy partner.
Oh, cool.
So they came over to the stand. They tried the butter. Well, a representative of the Amish community came over to the stand. And he tried the butter and he said, I see your sign and I heard through the grapevine that you guys are looking for milk. And he said, what do you want to do with the milk? And I said, well, we want to make butter.
Right.
And he was like, well, where are you going to make the butter? And I said, well, we want to find someone to make the butter for us. And he was like, okay, this is interesting. So we started talking a bit more. And then he asked me about the process. And he said, well, we've got the cows, we've got the expertise, we've got the staff, the labor to make it and hand pack it.
Yeah.
So it was a no-brainer. So everything ticked all our boxes. So it was grass-fed cream.
Okay.
By default, it's organic.
Sure.
Because they don't use any pesticides. Right. They can pack the butter by hand, which you can see in front of you there. We've got the little 7-ounce pucks.
Right. I love it.
And the half-ounce pucks. Yeah. And then we've got our beautiful signature butter wheel.
I love it.
Wrapped in paper and string.
That string is like just so, I don't know what it is about that, but the combination of paper string and packaging, I love it. I get so excited about it.
Yeah, it's really unique. So, and the reason for the round shape is because we started out packing our butter by hand.
Oh, okay.
And it's just easy to get a blob of butter, put it into the paper, we put it into a round mold and press it to close it up.
That makes sense.
So that's why we have the round shape. And it's also a point of difference on the shelf.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, easily eye-catching immediately. Like, what is that? Oh, it's butter. And then, a little excitement drawn around that. Well, brilliant idea.
Yeah. People think it's cheese at first.
Sure.
Yeah. Then they do a double take and see the word butter.
I love the branding too. Is this Pepe on the, is this a picture?
My husband does. Fortunately, he doesn't look like that.
Okay. I was going to say, I was like, I thought I saw a picture. I was like, it's not a great likeness.
Yeah.
So I'm glad it's not a likeness at all.
He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
Oh, so, this guy is, and my husband, of course.
Well, okay. I was like, I'm on board for either one. I was like, listen, this has to be a therapy session. I'm in. We got a couch in the back, so
lay down on my couch and tell me your problems.
I was like, how is everything going? Yeah. What does that make you feel like? Oh my gosh. So what's next then? What would be chapter three then? Where do you? Obviously, you're here at a place like Jungle Gyms and expanding throughout the U.S.
Yeah. So, thank you, firstly, you guys, for stocking and ranging our butter. So we want everyone to come in. To try it, buy it, grab it when they're getting a nice piece of bread or, to take to a friend's house for dinner. And it's a really beautiful butter. What's next for us? We're going to hopefully expand our range. We want to do add to the range like a maple butter, which we do currently, which I think would do really well here.
Yeah.
We also do a smoked butter as well.
Interesting. I'd be curious what
so
that tastes
we do that in Australia. It's a really good seller, really nice with a risotto or rested on a steak or over a jacket potato.
Oh, okay. I'm in.
And we also are working with a chocolatier, a local chocolatier, to make us a beautiful salted caramel, a bonbon. So it comes in really cute packaging. It's a bit like a matchbox style, but larger version.
Yeah.
Really nice as a gift
for
someone.
Beautiful.
Or to eat yourself.
Well, right, exactly. Sometimes the gift's
for
yourself.
Me.
Right.
Yeah.
I gotta look out for number one and then gauge where everyone else gets a bite too. That's so cool. Oh, that sounds delicious. Oh, now I'm like, all right, we gotta get the caramel in too. Well, I mean, is this the point you think we should start tasting things?
Absolutely.
Where would, if you were me, which are all the small ones the same?
So so this is our salted. So all our little, these little guys are all salted.
Okay.
The white rim around the edge of the label is our salted.
Okay.
And then behind we've got our unsalted. But definitely go salted.
Salted, yeah.
So you can just crack open a little foil puck.
Sure, I'll take that one.
And you can use the knife or you can be, natural and unsophisticated like me and just butter it on with your
I usually am, but I feel like I'm the one that has to read all the comments. So I'll use the knife today.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm like,
let me pass you the knife.
No, thank you. No. At home, I'd just be eating it straight up, But there's no cameras that I'm aware of there. Let's go. I'm going to take a...
take a page. You know, you're right. You really do have to spread it on thick. I
absolutely.
Make sure I
you
want
to, we want you to try it and tell us what you think.
Get an even bite, even taste amongst each bite. I feel like Rembrandt here painting.
Look at you. You're taking it right to the edge.
I'm a professional.
Yeah. We need you down at the market stall in Sydney.
You let me know. I'd love to come.
Buttering bread. Is that a good laugh?
It is a great laugh. I'm just laughing. Like the peak of my career would be that. Oh.
Can you taste the tang from the culture?
You get that funk like right on the front end immediately. Yeah. And then it like, for me, it was like funk. And then there's just this like pillowy, soft creaminess that backs it up. Like really
it's
rich
beautiful.
Fattiness. It really is.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that, one of the things I love so much about my job, like I was telling you before, it's like I'll learn a little something, but you have these moments too where like, I think for a lot of us, we never think about the luxurious nature of certain products, right? Because they're sometimes, like butter,
to me,
it's like a functional ingredient.
Yes.
But then when you have it here like this and you're like, oh.
You've nailed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's you like salt or anything. Like.
Yeah. It's, right. That's why you mentioned
just a pantry staple.
Yeah. You're like,
and we've taken it and elevated it to the next level.
And when you taste it, I mean, instantly it was like, oh, I'm dealing with something a little special and unique here.
Yes.
I love that. That's great.
We get that feedback, which is really nice to hear. So when we do butter tastings at our market stall, and or people try it for the first time and they go, oh my God, like this is how butter used to taste.
This is how
butter my grandma used to churn and make. Or like we hear really nice stories like that. So it's really...
I could see people having those like food memories around this.
It's like a bit like that ratatouille scene, you know, where the little mouse puts the cheese or the mushroom and he's like, and there's this explosion of like things happening in his brain and like, it's...
That's kind of how I taste, or that's how I feel tasting this. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you get that funkiness, you get that richness, there's a little bit of fattiness, and then it's all backed up with just enough salt to let you know there's salt
just to
at
round off that flavor profile.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can give it like a nice finite edge to the taste. I love it. That was incredible.
But incredible. To cook an egg in, I've been saying to everyone, cook an egg in the Pepisea salted butter. It shines.
I bet. That sounds really amazing. Yeah. I wish I had a flat top in here right now. I'd start cooking one.
Cooking eggs.
I feel like I would have an egg in here.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm laughing. There's a six pack of eggs in my fridge. So it's
not that far off. Maybe it was meant to be.
I think this
you got
whole
the butter,
day
you
was
got the
I got
eggs,
the butter. I got the
you
eggs.
Just need the
I got the Australian band t-shirt. The whole day's coming together for me, Melissa. I'm really very. Oh, that's so cool. Well, I'm excited to have you in the here in the store. This is very cool. And it's funny, I've been doing a lot of butter content recently, so I'm very happy to have this is
you
one
like
area
that.
Of my life. I was like, no, I can let my waist expand for this one. I'm interested.
That's
so
good.
Well, congratulations
thank
on everything.
You.
We're glad to have you here. This is really cool.
No, thank you very much.
Yeah, look forward to the next one. Where are you off to next? Anywhere else? Any other fun stores you get to go to like this one?
I'm heading back to Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to spend a few days in the production with the Amish and Pepe.
Amazing.
So we're going to work in... You know, churning more butter.
Cool.
For all the beautiful Americans out there that want to try our butter.
Can't wait.
So look for the round butter with the head on it.
Check that out. Yeah, you really, you all are going to be missing out if you have not tried this yet.
Yeah.
Please. We have a whole butter bar for this reason. It's butter from all over the world. This is my first time trying Australian butter. And I have a feeling it'll be your first time as well. So
well, it's Amish, churned by the Amish. And it's American grass-fed cream.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, then in that case... I appreciate the clarity, Tim. But you know what I was saying. You haven't tried this either way. It's new to you. We're here for experiences. Listen, thank you so much for taking
the
time today.
Thank you, Mark.
I love that we were able to, I didn't know we didn't say this earlier, but like kind of secretly accost you into doing the show last minute. So I appreciate your time.
That's absolutely fine.
Awesome. Well, anytime you're back, we'd love to have you back. We'll fry an egg together.
Okay, that sounds good.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Well, to both of you, I say welcome to the store. I love helping to be a part of these large brand launches like this. It's so cool. I love getting to try new butter. Again, you've expanded my horizons on what they taste like and what to expect from something like this. You know, I'm sure for so many of us, we probably just bought store brand for a long time. You really don't know how good you have it. You know, you go out to like a fancy restaurant, you're like, wow, the butter here is surprisingly good. And then you find out you could just buy that all the time and it's great. It's really not much more than like whatever cheap brand that you've been buying. And I'm sure there's somebody out there watching this that's like, you know, Mark, it's all made pretty similarly. Like, yeah, of course it is. But sometimes a little bit of extra care, a little tenderness seems to help out a lot in those regards. That's my take. I feel like there is that thing where you can taste where somebody cared about making it for you. And I definitely felt that way with all the butters I tried today. So really, my challenge to all of you is come into either one of our stores, go to the Butter Bar, pick up a bunch of different butters that you've never tried before, okay? and then let me know what your favorite is. I'm hoping you like that Le Pre Salé too. That was, oh man, I've been thinking about it a lot. So now I'm gonna go get a puck of Pepe Seya. I'm gonna get some more tubs of the Parisian Pantry, and I'm gonna get maybe some Dojoy bread, light it up. Let's get wild with it. Well, on that, as always, everyone, thanks for watching the show. Thanks for your support. Thanks for tuning in everywhere. To those of you listening on the radio, thank you for that. I love that. It's still crazy to me that this show is syndicated. It's very cool. But thank you for your support. I appreciate all of you. And in the meantime, I'll see you out there in the aisles.
The Jungle Gyms podcast is recorded in the WJJI studio inside Jungle Gyms International Market in Fairfield, Ohio. The Jungle Gyms podcast is produced and hosted by Mark Borison.